Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a 14-year-old surfer who became a professional on the Triple Crown World Tour to become an ordained minister, author, and organizational leader? This is the story of Kati Bailey, the co-founder of the Hawaii-Israel Alignment, a partnership between Hawaii and Israel at both local and government levels. Ah, the working of God. The working of God in one person, and through that person, impacting the lives of others in the design of Almighty God. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, my friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know, to be reminded, that no matter what you face, no matter what you might be going through at this very moment, no matter how daunting it might seem, there is always hope in Christ. Hope now and hope for tomorrow in Jesus, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, the living Christ calls you to himself. And here's the thing. He doesn't call us when all is well. He calls us when we're facing even our greatest trials. Would you turn your heart to the living Christ, who is able, who has the power to lift you up, to bring you through, to bring renewal in your life? Kati Bailey is the author of two books, Israel's Biblical Rights to the Land and God's Judgment on the Nations. She's also the associate pastor at In His House of Restoration. It's a Hawaiian congregation in Kahului, Maui, under senior pastors John and Miriam DeMello. Kati, welcome to our show.
Thank you, and aloha to you and all the listeners out there.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in California. I was born in San Francisco, grew up there till I was 10, and then we moved to San Jose, and I finished my high school there.
Well, you're growing up, years have seemed so vibrant, so distinct in many ways. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's an easy question for me because she was so outstanding in my life. And that was my girlfriend, Karen Nelson. And I met her on the first day of high school. You know, it was an all-girls Catholic high school. And I was wondering who was going to be my friend. Well, we met, and we started to spend the night at each other's houses. And the first night that I spent the night at her house, she says, "Let's go outside and just say prayers to God and just talk to him." And I thought, wow, that's great. I had never done anything like that before. I always said memorized prayers and in a quiet little place. And we went outside, and Karen raised her hands to the heavens. And she began to talk to him like she knew him. And we're just 14, 15 years old. And I never saw anything like this in my life. She freely expressed her love to God. And she talked to him like she was friends with him and like they knew each other. So when she finished praying, she goes, "Okay, it's your turn." So I just kind of copied what she did because I've never done that before. And this was the beginning of our relationship, a friendship. But she influenced me so much because of her love for Jesus. And the amazing thing was, is we were Catholic. We never read the Bible. We didn't know anything about the Bible or the salvation message. And anyway, she influenced my life very much. We were friends all through high school. We prayed every single night together, every day during high school. If we weren't spending the night with each other, we would go under our covers and pray together. Mm. And we did this up till our junior year. And she got killed in a car accident in our junior year. So that was very devastating to me. But God used her death to put a hunger in my heart to meet other Christians. I thought we were the only Christians in the whole world. I didn't know there was a world of Christians out there. Seriously, we were different than all the other girls in school. And when she died, I thought I was the only Christian left on the face of the earth.
Kati, I'm going to be a little bit nosy.
Sure. Here.
But I'm wondering if you can give us a glimpse of the way Karen Nelson prayed when she was, you know, a freshman, sophomore in high school, or kind of like that first day when she said, "Let's go outside and pray to God." Lifted up her hands. What would she say?
It was so beautiful. She just raised her hands and looked at the stars, and she just started saying, like, "Oh God, I love you so much, and you're just so wonderful." She was just, I don't remember word for word, but I remember she was sharing her love and adoration for him in she had such a free expression. I had never experienced that ever.
So when she passed so suddenly, how did it impact you?
It was very devastating. She was in a coma for 3 days, and then she died. And I just was so saddened in my heart. Like I said, I was a junior in high school. I felt like I was the only Christian in the world. And what it did, it put a hunger in my heart to search for someone, a friend that I could pray with again, a friend who knew God like she did, and just to share that fellowship and friendship together. And God used that to put that in my heart. So I did go on a long journey in search of finding someone to pray with.
Tell us about that journey.
After high school, I had this very adventurous spirit, very free spirit, and I had this dream to sail around the world, to surf all these countries, but top of that list was, during this journey, I was going to look for someone who loved God and who I could pray with. And I did meet someone. It was in a small village in Santa Cruz, Nayarit. And I was living with a family at the time, and I was taking an evening walk, and out of a straw palapa, they had stick houses and palm branch roofs, and they call them palapas, I heard this heavenly music, and I came close to it. I put my ear up to the palapa, and I literally fell on my knees and began to weep. Because there was someone in there who was worshiping God. He was playing a guitar, and he was singing love songs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I went into that little thatched roof straw building. It was a dirt floor. It was maybe 8x8 little room, and there was nothing significant, maybe 5 chairs, but there was this humble little man in there. He was very poor. He was a peasant man. He was dressed in shabby clothes, and his feet were bare. I could see that they were calloused and cracked, but I was weeping. I couldn't hold back my tears, and I found someone who loved Jesus, and the amazing thing was he invited me to come to church the next day, and little did I know, I was sitting inside of a little church. There were no crucifixes or anything in there. It was just a dirt floor. And so I was surprised. It was going to be a Wednesday night. I had never been to church on a Wednesday night. But I went, and they preached a message, just Catalina, in Spanish. And I was the only person there. And they gave me my first Bible in Spanish. And that's the first person I met who loved Jesus.
Hmm.
Yes.
Was there a time when you would recall a moment when a decision was made, or your heart had a moment of clarity in terms of your a choice to follow Christ, or did it sort of just happen gradually?
No, actually, I always loved Jesus. Like I said, I never had any knowledge of the Bible, but I was in Mexico. I did have a definite encounter with the Lord. One night I was sleeping under a thatched roof in a canoe, a dugout canoe. And the funny thing is that everywhere I went, I carried a Bible. I don't know why. I just was curious to know what was in that book. And I never understood it. I tried reading it. But one night I was in the canoe, and I pulled out my little tiny flashlight, and I read Matthew 6, where it says, don't worry what you should eat, what you should put on, for the Lord loves the lilies of the field and the fowl of the air. How much more will he take care of you? And I read that scripture, and I was so excited because for the first time in my life, I could understand a scripture out of the Bible. And right at that moment, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ. He actually came in to that under that little thatch roof. He stood right by me. I saw him with my own eyes. And he spoke three words to me. And he said, come, follow me. Then he disappeared. Hmm. And I had my encounter with Jesus. I was never witnessed to. Like I said, I never really understood the Bible, but Jesus came to me, and that was the beginning of a real change in my life.
A turning point moment.
Yes.
For Kati Bailey. When we come back from our break, she'll share more about, well, as a new Christ follower, she experienced healing. She'll tell us a little bit about that, maybe a lot more than a little, about what happened. Kati Bailey, well, you know, she started surfing at the age of 14. The sport took her into faraway countries off the beaten path, in various places. Her surfing skills there grew, and then she began competing, made it to the pro levels of surfing. Her grand finale, an invitation to participate in the Triple Crowned World Cup of Surfing in Puerto Rico. Kati Bailey, sharing heart to heart with you here at the Good Life Radio Show. I can't wait for you to hear. I can't wait myself to hear.
Do we have to wait?
How the Lord brought healing to her life.
Yes.
Can bring healing to yours as well, my friend. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Christ appears to Kati Bailey, and there she makes a decision. It's a turning point in her life. She chooses to follow Jesus. Her vision of Christ disappears. By the way, I've heard stories about these things happening even in Muslim countries today. But Kati Bailey is here with us. She's, well, I'm in Boston. Suzanne is in Honolulu. She's in a city somewhere in California. Kati Bailey, you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Marr. Grateful that you're with us. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it as a free gift and share it with a family member or friend. Kati, did you experience healing shortly after becoming a Christian?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
I was, after living in foreign countries for so many years of my life and traveling, I got parasites in my brain, and it caused me to have petite mal epilepsy. But for a couple years, I didn't know that. I just thought I was going crazy because there was weird things going on in my brain, and I was hallucinating and hearing loud noises, and it was a very, very frightening time of my life. And when I first became a Christian, I had these friends in Santa Cruz, and they said that Jesus heals and he does miracles. So my biggest dream was to see a miracle. And one day I was reading my Bible, and I was by myself, and I read the scripture how Jesus, the three blind men, came to him, and the Lord says, "What would you have me to do?" And they said, "Restore our sight to us." And he says, "According to your faith, it shall be done." And I was outside, and I got on my knees, and I says, "Lord," and I just felt like the presence of God was so strong, I began to weep. And I just says, "Lord, heal me and take away this disease out of my body." And I remember I felt the presence of God, and I says, "And while you're at it, heal my eyes and so I don't have to wear glasses anymore." I just kind of threw that in because I did feel strongly the presence of God. So a week after that, I went I was invited to a meeting. There was a speaker. He was a Jewish Jews for Jesus, Maura Grillo, and it was at the San Jose Civic Auditorium, and they said that God used this man to do miracles. Well, I went to the meeting out of curiosity to see miracles. And in the first few minutes that I got there, there was literally thousands of people in the auditorium. And I was so excited, and I was with a boyfriend of mine, and we were sitting up in the far corner, up in the very last seat up there. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, he says, God is going to heal many people tonight, and right now there's a young girl on the balcony up there in the corner on the right-hand side, and God wants to heal you of epilepsy tonight. And I didn't even think that that would be me, but so I just kind of let it go. And then about 15 minutes later, he said the same thing. He goes, where is that young lady up in the right-hand corner? He says, God wants to heal you tonight. And I still didn't respond. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to walk down in front of all these people. And I had never done anything like that. So a third time, it was about a half an hour into his service, he says, where is that young girl? This is my last call to you. Come down here so I can pray for you. So I went down, and the ushers came and got me, and they said, are you being healed? And I go, well, I don't know. And I had already believed that the Lord touched me, because when I said that prayer, I knew that I was healed, but God was using this time to seal the healing in my life. And he prayed over me, and I was completely healed from that day forth. I've never had any other symptoms or any more disease of epilepsy, petite mal epilepsy. And I was actually on my deathbed when this was all going on. I was in the cancer ward when they were trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Then they didn't expect me to live. So God healed me, and he sealed it at that meeting that night. I was completely delivered, and I've been healed ever since.
Hmm. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How did you know you were called to be a missionary?
Well, when I had come back after traveling all over in Mexico, I came to the Santa Cruz Mountains, and I just happened to find this little church hidden in the mountains. And there was a sign on the door, and it said, Bible School, Missionary Training School of the Bible is what it said. And it was closed. Nobody was there. And when I saw that sign, I go, I knew that I knew I wanted to be a missionary. And that's how it started. I went to Bible school there, and I graduated, I got ordained, and sent out to the mission field. It's just the minute I saw the sign, I knew that I was going to be a missionary. I had no question about it.
What a clear response you have to God. I mean, the Lord reveals things. Just what a level of sensitivity and quick, clear, and committed response. You follow through.
Well, he's been a good God to me, and I just trust him with my whole life.
Kati, where did you serve?
I grew up surfing, actually, in Santa Cruz, California. I learned at the age of 14, and I don't know how I ever got this dream in my heart, but I wanted to be the best surfer in the world. And this was before surfing was really popular among women. But anyway, I started surfing, and my skills kept improving. And a lot of people, when they would see me surf, they go, you ought to be competing. And I go, really? I didn't think I was that good, but anyway, I listened to them, and so I started competing, and I actually started coming in last in all the contests, but I just had this strong determination in me that I was going to be number one. So I just kept persisting, and finally, I made it to the pro level of surfing, and I was competing all over California, and then my big dream came. And I got an invitation to partake in the Triple Crown World Surfing Cup in Puerto Rico. And that was my dream, was to have that opportunity to show my skills.
Now, as a missionary, and it sounds like all the traveling and your vivacious spirit and the desire for excellence, as a missionary, where did God lead you, and what places and what people did you serve?
As a missionary, I first went to Mexico because I had lived there already before serving the Lord. I lived there for 3-4 years, and I already knew the language. I already was in love with the people. So I went to Mexico, first of all, and I did missionary work. I traveled throughout Latin America from Mexico. I was first in Guadalajara, and I started teaching children, and then I started Bible schools all over Latin America. We would teach the Mexicans 1 year of Bible school, and started a church down there, pastored. And so we had a great work going, and so that's why I started in Guadalajara. And then I traveled to other places as well. We went to Honduras, Nicaragua, and other places besides. And then further on in my life, I ended up going to the South Pacific.
Now, what were you with, an organization or?
Yes. It was called Global Youth Evangelism. Mm-hmm. And our vision was to train people, train the young people to become leaders. So we would start Bible schools and have full-time Bible school. It was a one-year program.
So we're talking Mexico, other parts of Latin America, even communist Nicaragua?
Yes. I was invited to go to Nicaragua. I was living in Mexico City at the time. I had spent 1 year there, and I got an invitation to go to Nicaragua. And I was really scared because it was under the communist flag at the time. There was a war with the Sandinistas, and Christians were being persecuted. And I was really scared to go. And I remember reading the newspaper every day while I was in Mexico City, and they would literally have pictures of all the dead bodies in Nicaragua. And I was still in my... I guess I was 30. I was young. And I says, Lord, I don't know if I could really give my full life to you. I don't know if I'm willing to die for you, because there was killings going on, persecution of Christians. And so after 2 weeks, I prayed about it for 2 weeks. And I ended up saying the prayer that Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, mm-hmm. if it be possible, lift this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done. And I made my decision to go to Nicaragua. And when I got there, it was very frightening. You can hear the gunshots going off. 5 nuns were shot while I was there. I met pastors. Their backs had been beaten. I could see the whip marks on their backs, and they were beaten up. Their churches were burnt down. And so we did underground kind of meetings. And I remember we had this one service underground, and I realized after the service that we were on a beach. And as much as I love the ocean, I go, oh, I think I'll take a little walk and go get my feet wet. Well, after I walked outside and I went for a little walk on the beach, and I was alone, and I looked up into the sky, and I could actually see a helicopter coming toward me. And the closer it got, I could see that there were 5 or 6 men with machine guns coming toward me. And I go, wow, I guess the Lord is calling me to be a martyr. And I had made my decision. I was willing to die for him. And that helicopter came right over my head, and I fell faceward toward the sand. And I just said to Jesus, "To you, unto you do I commend my spirit." And the helicopter was so close, I could feel the wind of the helicopter wings blowing my hair. Now, I don't know what was going on in their end, but on my end, I had peace, and I was waiting for bullets to go into my body. And then all of a sudden, I heard the noise, and the helicopter flew away. And I was never, as you know, I'm alive today. And the Lord, I don't know if he let them see angels or what happened. I guess I'll know when I go to heaven. Mm-hmm. But it was a frightening experience, but I'm so grateful that I had that experience because I really did make that decision to lay my life down, even unto death, for the Lord.
You're listening to Kati Bailey. Kati, the missionary, Kati, the teacher, Kati, the author, and now organizational leader when we come back from our break.
And surfer.
And surfer, she and her team built a 52-foot schooner called the Morning Star in fulfillment of a vision that God had given her. She and her crew evangelized and taught the Word of God in many South Pacific islands for 3.5 years, including American and Western Samoa, Tonga, and the Marshall Islands. It's a real privilege to hear someone who, you know, it's like she's not reading the stories in the book. She is the story.
That's right.
In the book. And we get to hear her share heart to heart. She'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Kati Bailey's love for the Lord Jesus Christ, well, it extends to the land in which the Lord lived, the land of Israel. And she's with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Amashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. You're going to want to find out more about Kati Bailey. She'll share with us how you can see her, get in touch with her, see more of the message that she has to share and the opportunities of ministry that from the organization that she leads. You can get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share it with a family member or friend. Suzanne?
Kati, what is the Hawaii-Israel alignment?
This is an organization that my partner, Nolan, he passed away. He's in heaven. He passed away 2 years ago. But it's an organization that we started in 2013. And it's a binding partnership from governmental level to the local communities between Hawaii and Israel. And we believe with all our hearts that if you bless Israel, that you will be blessed. And by aligning Hawaii and Israel, I believe that it will invoke the blessings of God on the people of the islands and on the land of Hawaii. So I truly believe in God's word. He says, if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you will be cursed. So by blessing Israel, aligning with Israel, I believe it will bring God's blessing on our islands.
I know that you've traveled to Israel. Have you done it multiple times? And when was the first time?
Yes, I've been to Israel 7 times now. My first time was 10 years ago. And prior to going on that trip, my uncle had did our DNA testing, and he told me we were Jewish. So I was excited to go to Israel and find out more about the Jews and a little bit about my heritage as well.
In 2014, the Senate from the state of Hawaii honored the Hawaii-Israel alignment with a plaque, right, containing 15 signatures from the Hawaii Senate?
Yes.
To stand in solidarity with the state of Israel, the Jewish people in Hawaii? Explain some of that further.
Yes. Actually, myself and my partner who passed away, Nolan, we were in Israel in on another trip and with Rosemary Schindler, and there was a chief, Ann Richardson, from the Rappahannock tribe, and she had aligned her nation with Israel. I got to witness that, and that's when the Lord put it on our hearts.
What kind of tribe is that?
It's is that Chief Native Ann Richardson, the Rappahannock tribe. It's an American Native Indian tribe.
Native American tribe, okay.
Yes, and she did this presentation, and we were blessed to be there and witness it, and I wasn't even standing next to Nolan. He was way in one corner, and I was in another. And after that ceremony, God had dropped it in our hearts to align Hawaii with Israel. So when we came back from that trip, we discovered that it wasn't a man idea, but it was a God idea, because there were 10 other states in America that had aligned previous to us with Israel, and there were also 41 American Indian tribes that had already aligned with Israel.
So 10 other states?
Yes, 10 other states. There was Tennessee, Florida, Kansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Oklahoma, North and South Carolina, Texas, and I had no idea. We had no idea. So this was definitely a move of God.
So separate from what you were doing,
yeah,
these things were already happening.
Yeah, they did this way before us. And we were just inspired when we saw Chief Ann Richardson from the Rappahannock tribe do this. So we just got caught up in a movement of God by aligning Hawaii with Israel.
What ministries does the Hawaii-Israel Alignment provide?
Well, we do a variety of things. We stand with Israel and we defend Israel when she's being attacked. So we've hosted pro-Israel conferences. We had one in 2014, and we were so blessed to have the UN Ambassador of Israel, Ron Prosser, be there, as well as other amazing people. We do statewide rallies. We have organized, when Israel was being bombed from Gaza, there was so much lies and fake news, as President Trump says, going on with Israel and a lot of demonstrations. We organized a statewide rally where we had all the islands involved, and we did for a whole month. I think we did 3 demonstrations. We all did it simultaneously at the same time. Had flags and signs holding up supporting Israel. We've mobilized parades, city parades in Honolulu, been part and had floats for Israel, done TV and radio interviews, been a few magazines. And I also talk to political organizations and try to rally support for Israel. We lobby in D.C. to the politicians in the political arena. And just in the last, I've been doing Israel mission trips now. That's the latest thing. And I take small groups to Israel to experience the land and the people. So we get involved in whatever. And also we teach the churches about the Jewish roots. We do the feast days. We do all kinds of fun activities.
Someone wants to find out more about the alignment. Someone wants to find out more about your ministry. How could they do that?
Well, our website is under construction, and it used to be khmhawaii.com, which was Kehilat Hamishkan Hawaii, but we will no longer have that name because that was part of my ministry that I did with my partner who passed away, so it's being changed. So if they just look under Hawaii-Israel Alignment, that will be our new name coming up. And they can also, Hawaii-Israel Alignment, there's information, there's an interview that will be seen with that. It's on YouTube. And they could go to my email, shalommaui@aol.com, or they can call me on my phone, which is 808-357-3303.
Say it one more time.
It was the HawaiiIsraelAlignment.com for YouTube. And also my email is shalommaui@aol.com. And my phone number is 808-357-3303. Hopefully we'll get our website up before long.
Kati, when we come back from our break, I'd like to at least spend a few moments talking about your father and his underwater construction company and how that relates to a collection of shells, not just a small collection, but a museum quality collection of shells, your dad. So when we come back, let's talk about that. But another thing too, with regard to your father, your name, Kati, if you were able to see her name spelled K-A-A-T-E-E, Suzanne and I wanted to make sure we pronounce it correctly. Well, how did she get that name? It relates to her father again, more from Kati Bailey. She's been sharing so graciously with us.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a word from God's heart to yours. In our final segment, when we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In
times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The sweet influence of a father on his daughter. We often don't know the full impact of the kind of influence we'll have on our children, especially a father-daughter relationship. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro. Excuse me. With Suzanne Maurer and our guest, Kati Bailey, with us there in California. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to get through this. Just stick with me here. Kati, tell us about your dad and his underwater construction company and how that relates to shells.
Well, I guess at the young age of 13 and 14, my dad got interested in scuba diving, and he ended up doing an underwater construction company. So I spent a lot of time with him in the ocean at a young age. And that was the beginning of my life on the ocean. It took me from... my dad gave me my first surfboard at 14. Then from there, I was on many sailboats crossing the seas and walking the sands and finding beautiful seashells. And I just took an interest in finding shells. And so it became a passion in my life. And I just would spend hours and hours finding most beautiful shells all over the world. And I just started putting a collection together. And so I've been to the Philippines, I've been to Palau. I had a girlfriend who we were both shell fanatics, and we actually would go on hunting trips for 2 and 3 weeks and camp in these faraway islands, and all we did was look for shells. So anyway, I have the most beautiful collection of shells, and they're perfect shells. None of them have holes or discoloration. They're perfect the way God made them, and they're just beautiful gems that I just love, and they're my treasures that the Lord has allowed me to enjoy. And then living in Hawaii, I have a beautiful collection from the Hawaiian Islands as well. But my dad, he inspired me with the ocean, and I inspired him with the Lord, and he inspired me with the ocean that took me on my life dreams, life journeys.
Mm. What a life. May I just jump in and say, what a life. I'm just kind of hanging by this microphone, so listening for what's next.
How do you keep the shells? How do you keep them preserved? How do you, do you show them? Are they in cases?
What? Yes, I'm renting a place right now, so I have them in boxes right now. But usually I've had these beautiful glass cases from Mexico. One was an octagon. And one was had like four sides to it. I don't know what you call that, but anyway, with lights in them and glass. And so, I have them organized by color, and then I make designs with them. It's this man. He was a friend of mine. He passed away, and he was a world collector. And he saw my little collection. I was so proud to show it to him. And he says, "You have one of the most beautiful collections and display that he had ever seen in his life." So I was really blessed to hear that. But they're just gorgeous treasures. And so right now they're in boxes, unfortunately. But I could fill up a house.
Okay, now, if you were to pick up one of the shells, let's say randomly, would there be a story that you would tell about how you found it?
Yeah, I think about, well, living in Hawaii, there's the sunrise shell. And you can find those mainly in Haleiwa. In fact, if you dive out, I think about 100 feet is where the divers will go to get those. And they're also found on the island of Kauai, but they're endemic to Hawaii, so you won't find them anywhere else. But my dream was to find one, and I went to Kauai, and I, lo and behold, you go to the beaches like when it's dark out, and you wear your little headlight on your forehead, and you comb the beaches before people get walking on the sand. And I found my first sunrise shell. I probably have about 15 in my collection now. Mm. But yes, I do have a sunrise. I have all kinds of beautiful shells, but that one is outstanding for Hawaii.
Kati Bailey, how did you get that name?
Well, living in Mexico for so many years, I guess I spent 16 years altogether living there. My real name is Kathy, or Kathleen, my birth name, and they don't have a TH in their alphabet. So I for all those years, I went by Kati. And when I came home, I told my dad, well, they call me Kati there, and I'm so used to that name. And he goes, you know what? I like that name better than your real name. And he says, I'm going to change your name. And he came up with the spelling, K-A-A-T-E-E. So I have been going by that name. I've been in Hawaii 25 years, all those years in Mexico and Latin America, my whole life. I've been going by that name now, so most of my life. And so that's the name my dad gave me, and I keep it.
You seem to have had a very tender relationship with your father.
I love him so much. He was, I had a wonderful relationship. Actually, he was in the occult and for many, many years, and he was seeking truth. And when I met Jesus, I used to share the Lord with him all the time and give him books to read. And he came to know the Lord. And he just became the greatest man of God. He had such a prayer life, and he's in heaven, and I remember I fasted and prayed for him. I went on a 10-day fast because I love my dad so much. He's my stepdad, too. And I loved him so much. I couldn't imagine him not being in heaven with Jesus. So he made a decision and to follow Jesus, and I remember the very day and moment he shared that with me, and I couldn't believe it because he was deep into the occult.
How did, if you will, just in a few moments, share a snapshot of how he came out of that?
I gave him the book Lake Great Planet Earth, and in the back of the book, is an invitation to meet Jesus. And he came out into the kitchen. We're sitting at the table, And he didn't tell me anything. I felt it in my spirit. And he had a big smile on his face. And I go, Daddy, no, it can't be. Did you accept Jesus in your heart? And he started laughing. And he goes, yes, honey, I did. I could just tell. His whole countenance was different. And my dad had a crystal ball. He did astral projection. He did so. He communicated with all these spirits. He was deep in it. And he gave it all to me. He goes, go destroy this crystal ball or whatever. But anyway, my dad gave his life to the Lord. He came to my church, and there was an altar call. And my dad ran down to the altar, and he cried like a baby. I never seen him cry in my life. And he gave his life to Jesus Christ and was a beautiful Christian for the remaining part of his life.
Kati, what would you say in the... got a couple minutes left. What would you say to someone who has been witnessing to someone, but they themselves are deep into either the occult or deep into some other belief system, or even not even believing in God, but just someone who is away from the Lord, and a word for them?
I remember telling my dad all the time the scripture, taste and see, and you'll know the goodness of the Lord. And I says, you'll never know until you taste of him. You have to take a bite of that pie. You just have to taste Jesus. And I know that he will make a change in your life. And people who are in the occult or who are searching, I just encourage you to try Jesus. You can't lose anything. And I know that I know he changed my life. He changed my dad's life, which was just such an amazing miracle to me. And I've seen him change so many lives, but you just need to taste of him and see that he is good.
Kati Bailey, thank you for sharing your heart with us, your ministry, Pastor Kati, organizational leader, surfer, Kati, all shell collector. You have been a blessing to us today, and I'm so grateful for you.
As am I.
Thank you. It's been an honor and blessing to be on your station, and I pray that my testimony will touch lives out there.
Encouraging words. Words of life and hope from Kati Bailey. You know, my friend, God's timing is indeed perfect. And just like she said, hey, it's about a relationship. Just not a system of belief, but a relationship with Jesus. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, the perfect moment right now to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. Got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support and your prayers, make a donation at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and click Partners. Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Kati Bailey. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave